Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you again the Word of God. Good to be here on the broadcast today. I trust that you're making plans to be in the house of God today. I want to invite you to church this morning here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Love to have you come today and be in the service. Sunday school at 10, worship at 10:45, and then back at 5 for evening service, 7 on Wednesday. We urge you to come, be in all the services this week. I believe you'll enjoy something, get some help from the Lord for something in your life. And we're certainly so dependent upon Him. And that's the reason He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner some is, even so much more as you see the day approaching. I think we could agree today the Lord's coming back soon. The day's approaching when the Son of God's going to come back the second time and redeem and bring out of this old world those that are saved by the grace of God. And so you come today, be in the house of God. I believe you'll enjoy that. I want to send it out to all the shut-ins this morning, those that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. Hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart today, and those that are sick and suffering and going through temporary things. We trust that you will look to the Lord today for your healing and for your help in the time of need. Good to be able to pray this morning. You know, pray for each other, praying one for another. And that's what the idea of the church is, that we might band together and pray one for another. Pray that God would touch. Help our nation today. Pray for the United States of America. She needs prayer this morning. And we just celebrated the anniversary of the founding of this great nation, 240-something years. And I'm telling you, the devil's attacking America like never before. We're seeing the throes of the end time of Satan and the Antichrist, and trying his best to rise up and stop the things of God. But he ought to know better by now. You can't. Jesus made a statement about this situation. He said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." You can put Satan's name down there, you can put the Antichrist, you can put everybody that you want to that's against the church. They're not going to prevail against the church of the living God. He said, "Lo, I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world." And that's long enough for me. Amen. Then we'll be with Him forever. And so we need to pray for our nation today. Our country is so reeking in sin and rebellion against God and against authority, the things of God, against the Bible, against the Word of God. And we're living in that day today, the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And the days of Noah. The Bible said it's going to be like that when it comes down to the end time. And we'll be crying for the Lord to come, get us out of the mess we're in, even here today. So let's pray for our nation today, that God would reach down in the midst of all the sin and turmoil and save sinners. The only way to get out of this mess is for you to get saved today. Don't get caught up in the things of this world. I'm telling you, you can get born again. You can get saved by God's grace. You can enjoy living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, you can even enjoy going to church and hearing preaching and hearing the teaching of the Word of God. You can even enjoy that. You don't think you could, but you can if you get born again. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Brother, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ can change your life, and He changes the lives of those that He saves by His wonderful grace, by His blood. He changes their lives, and you can enjoy the things of God. So there's a new creature. God makes you a new creature, new creation in Jesus Christ. And looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I tell you, put something in your heart you didn't have before. He changes your hitching post. Amen. He gets you out of the sinning business. And now you may falter every once in a while, but you'll get it right with God and keep on walking for Him. Amen. I'm glad God's salvation is real. It's life-changing. Amen. Gives you a future. Gives you a home in heaven. Gives you a Christian family. Gives you a church to go to. And gives you a God to worship, a Savior to praise, and the Holy Spirit to lead you. And I praise God for that today. Don't tell me this world's got something we don't have. We've got something this world don't have. Amen. We done been there. We done that. We know what it is. We know the change that took place in our lives by the grace of God. We know when the Holy Spirit took His indwelling up in our hearts and lives, when we got born again, and leads us and guides us and teaches us and directs us and reproves us convicts us and, of course, blesses us along the way. Now, we certainly got something to rejoice about today. If you ain't got nothing to go to church for, you ought to get right with God. Amen. If you don't enjoy going to church, get right with God. If it's not God worship in church, Jesus Christ is preeminent. The worship of God is there. The Word of God's preached. You ought to get out of it and get where God's, where God's got. Somebody's preaching the Word of God, and the saints of God are actually enjoying the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I just didn't cost anything extra today, but I'm glad that I'm saved this morning. Glad that I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that I've committed unto Him against that day. I'm glad the Lord's real this morning. Amen. And so you meet us in the house of God. 10:00. Sunday school this morning. Get there for Sunday school. Cheat the devil out of a hindrance this morning. Cheat him out of it. And enjoy the blessings of God getting Sunday school this morning, where you ought to be if you're a member of the church. Amen. And so it's good to be here in the house of God today. Good to be saved. I thank God for the privilege on this Lord's Day to be back in the house of God, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And you know what David said about that? He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. He said, I once was young, now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. I'm glad we got a new life. Amen. Got a new life. And so I trust today that you'll meet us in the house of God this morning and enjoy the blessings of God with us today in the church house. Amen. In the church house. Amen. We need church. Amen. Our folks trying to get away from the idea of church today. They don't want a church to look like a church. They don't want the name to sound like a church. They want to try to sound like the world and try to draw everybody out of all different persuasions. That's what the ecumenicalism is on the rise today in our church world. But I'm glad, thank God, I know a good place to worship when I get there. I praise God for that. Not ashamed of the name of it. Not ashamed of the God of it. Not ashamed of the Jesus of it. Not ashamed of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit when He blesses His people. Not ashamed of, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes it. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. Not ashamed of that today. Amen. I'm glad we got something, a place to go, a God to worship, a Spirit to lead us, a Bible to inform us. No reason we ought not enjoy the things of God today. And so I trust that you'll meet us in the house of God. Have some songs this morning. Hope be a blessing to you. As they sing, you listen to the words of it. Amen.
What kind of life?
by the grace of God for His glory. Amen. Thank God for that today. Hope you enjoyed that. Have another one now. And hope you enjoy the same songs this morning. Amen.
Gone
Amen. Well, I'm glad, thank God, we got some place to go this morning. Amen. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1 today, Revelation chapter 1, and read some verses here this morning for the scripture the Lord's got on our heart for today. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Now that's reading three verses out of Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, 5, and 6. And I want to try to preach for just a few minutes this morning on the thought found in these verses here today on grace that produces peace. Grace that produces peace. Now, John was writing unto the seven churches. Now, he knew what we needed. Holy Ghost knew exactly what we needed even today in every dispensation, in every generation, in every avenue of the church. He knew what was going to need for the future. John to the seven churches, which are in Asia, representative of every church age from the Pentecost to the coming of the Lord. And so he's sending us some words today. Grace produces peace. I'm glad for grace this morning. Amen. I'm glad that grace is real. It's tangible. It's something we can look at and grasp, and we can enjoy the grace of God that bringeth salvation, hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. I tell you, grace will produce some things in your life that will make a difference and be noticed by those around you. Amen. The grace of God, the grace of God. And so grace produces peace. He's talked about how do we get that peace? Well, through the grace of God. He loved us. He loved every sinner. Still does today. Loves every sinner. He don't like the sin that's going on in your life and your country today, our country today, but he still loves the sinner. Amen. Love the sinner. The most rotten, despicable, hell-bound individual you know, God loves him. Amen. And we're to love them. We're to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So grace is without respect of persons. Grace unto all men, the Bible said. Well, he talks about grace. How do you get that peace? Through the grace of God. Well, it's from him. Amen. It comes from him. The soul of it is from him. Thank God it comes from the Lord today. You think something this good would come from somewhere else? No. The grace of God and the peace of God is from him. Amen. God gives it. Amen. The grace of God is given freely to those that will accept and experience what God has done for them in this life. He gave his son to die for us and gave the Holy Spirit to direct in our pathway and gives us the blessed hope of the glorious appearing of Jesus Christ to come back again. I thank God it's from him. Amen. God gives grace. What you have to survive this wicked world that you're living in can only come from God. You can't make it on your own, my friend. You'll never make it by yourself, but it comes from him. Grace and peace comes from the Lord. Amen. They're crying peace and safety in these last days, and there's no way to get peace except from the Lord. Only comes from him. And no treaty will ratify it. No treaty will produce it. Amen. But the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's from him, my friend. It's from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead. Amen. It's from him. And notice, how do we get that peace? Well, you'll find that procedure's found here. He loved us. First of all, He loved us. Amen. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us. Amen. He loves us. How do we get the peace of God? It's through the love of God. Amen. He loved us. You say, well, I'm not too wicked to be lovable. Well, I know, but not to God. But God already loves you. And before you ever get saved, He loves you this morning. You can't do anything to turn away the love of God. Amen. He loves you. And this morning, Him that loved us. So peace is found in the grace of God because He loves us. Amen. He loves the sinner. Don't you ever forget, every time you go out into this wicked world and see those that are rebellious and sinful and wicked, don't forget, He loves them. And we're to love them and try to get them saved by God's grace. Were it not for the grace of God, we'd be right there in the same position that they're in today. We'd be doing the same thing they're doing. We'd be going to the same places they go to. We'd be speaking the same language that they speak. And were it not for the grace of God. Amen. And so the love of God, and we're duty-bound to love those that are unlovable. He said, love them that despitefully use you. Love them that hate you. We're to love the sinner today. And so it comes from God. Only God can produce that grace in your life this morning. Only God can produce that because it only comes from God. He loved us. And then the Bible said He washed us. Amen. Praise God. It comes through the washing of water by the Word of God. He washed us from our sins in His own blood. Thank God the blood of Calvary, and brothers, is sufficient for every sin that you've ever committed. Amen. Don't you think your sin is too wicked for God? Because that's what He died for, to get your sins forgiven, to pay the sin debt. The wages of sin is death. Brother, it passed upon all men. And so Jesus Christ came and gave Himself as a sacrifice for our sins on the cross of Calvary. It was imputed to us by faith. Amen. And by the grace of God, we're saved this morning. So He loved us. And because He loved us, then He washed us. He never turned any sinner away. You say, well, I've seen folk go down to the altar and didn't get saved. Well, it wasn't the fault of God. Amen. It's not God's fault. He's never turned one sinner away that comes repenting of their sin with a repentant heart and faith in Jesus Christ. Never has turned one away. And then when those that He gets, He's never lost. Amen. Thank God. Jesus said Himself, said, I've never lost a one. Amen. Ain't you glad of that today? And so He loved us, and then He washed us from our sins. Only God could wash us from all the sins that we committed. Only God could forget those sins that we've committed. I remember the sins I committed before I got saved. I remember the sins that I committed down through my... But He don't remember those that's under the blood. Amen. We confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It all comes because He loved us. Amen. And because He loves us, He washes us from our sins in His own blood. Amen. He didn't hold back the blood. He didn't regret the blood. Amen. He gave it willingly and freely, came down from heaven and gave Himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Amen. Only God could do that. And so we find that He loved us. And because He loved us, He washed us from our sins in His own blood. Listen, your church membership didn't get what you got in the Lord today. And your good works didn't produce in your life the peace that you're experiencing this morning. Only God's grace done that. Amen. And only the grace of God. These things in life today don't produce peace. You can search it. You can look for it. You can try to buy it. mind. You can put it in a pill, in a bottle, and you'll never find peace. It only comes from the Lord. He washed us from our sins in His own blood. It takes care of the sins that we committed. The blood of Jesus Christ is applied to our lives and our hearts and to our sins and forgives us from that. Then the Bible said not only that does He love us and that He washes us, but thank God He made us kings and priests unto God. He gave us a standing in His sight. He hath made us kings and priests unto God. He made us that. We didn't deserve that. We didn't get that by trying and doing, but He made us kings and priests unto God. And thank God, and so, unto God and His Father, and be to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Only God could do that, my friend. The only reason you're sitting there or standing there this morning with the peace of God in your heart is because of the love of God and the blood of God, and because He washed you from that sin that you was in and forgave you and forgot about it and put you in the family of God, made you kings and priests unto God. To Him be glory. Let's give Him the glory this morning. Let's give Him the praise today for what's done in our lives. And give Him the praise because you didn't do it. Only God did it. Amen. And to Him be glory and dominion. How long? Well, forever and ever. And that's right, forever and ever. And so we've got something to rejoice about today because of the love of God and the blood of God and the peace of God. Amen. We've got peace this morning because of Him. To Him be glory. Go ahead and lift your hands up this morning and give Him some praise because of what He's done for you. Thank God. To Him be glory and praise forever and ever. When I get through here, I'm going to begin over yonder. Amen. Not going to stop praising God here. Not going to stop praising God over yonder. We've got something to rejoice about today because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible said in verse 7, it gives us hope. He gives us hope. And behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him. Praise God. He's going to come back again. And there's going to come a day at the rapture of the church. Of course, we know that. And when the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with Him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We got something to look forward to because of the grace of God and the peace of God that's in our hearts, and we're expecting the Lord to come at any moment, and He may come today. May God bless you. Is our prayer until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.